Today, we are broadcasting from Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us tonight.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie. Abby Chatfield is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Monday! Hell yeah! Rowan's back.
I'm back.
Joyous vibes.
I'm back, guys. Thanks for your
patience. We love it. Back.
How was
before
it?
I go on holiday next week. Yeah, it was pretty slay. Nick was really slay. Love him. I got to choose all the music. I'm not sure if you heard.
Yes, they were great. I've got a bunch of songs on here. There's one thing he's done. He's completely changed my button bar, which is very nerd chat for radio, but there's a whole bunch of things looking different. There's good fun songs.
Yeah,
on here,
I was confused as to why his screen was purple, to be honest. It was very unsettling. But
oh, yes, he would too. You can change the colours, but I quite like the red. I quite like the red.
He panicked and he's like, I can change it back. And I was like, I don't care, babe. I was just trying to learn some things, like some small talk on Monday at 7:02. But so, yeah, Rowan's back. We're joyous. I got a skin check today, everyone. Remember to get your skin checked.
Good one.
Nothing of interest to report back to with my skin, just perfect and really hot and moisturized. So
very moisturized.
My doctor was great. Good on ya, Rick. He's a king. Have you had your skin checked recently? Reminding everyone out there.
No, still not. Still haven't had my skin checked. And I've had a couple of pretty gnarly sunburns. So maybe should soon.
Babe,
actually.
It's time. I go once a year. Rick said he was proud of me for coming a year on the dot without prompting. I said, thank you, King. Love you. So this, everyone listening,
yes,
go and get your skin checked. Not by Rick, though, because I need to have appointments. So find your own doctor. Get a grip. Fun show tonight. I'm actually really excited about my next Acres entry.
Which is best sport commentator.
Sport. I love sport. I love Real Housewives reunions. That's kind of sport. I love... That's kind of it, but
okay.
I do love
sport. We will get into it. Yes, love
I love getting
sport.
Pissed at the AFL. Sorry, I love having some water at the AFL. A
couple of cordials.
I love getting hydrated at the AFL.
Don't we all?
And it's just so great, you know. But I'm excited to commentate because I'm going to get some tips from Chucky Boy Nath of Jimmy and Nath. So,
yep, he loves sport. He's a big sport guy.
Yeah, like he actually loves it, which is so random. Like it's so funny people they're the silly little sport and things. Like, oh, cute, they're throwing a ball.
Yeah, we do. You actually do sport in the office too, where you put the holes in the roof and stuff. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. That time when I kicked a footy into the roof. That was really exciting. You know what? Maybe I'm a sport girl. I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe you're a sport girl.
I'm more of a, yeah. Look, I was about to say something really inappropriate there, but it's 7:02.
Oh, you're not naughty enough. All right. Well, next we're going to talk about your mum doing something weird. Classic mum.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
So Mum's here for the weekend, obviously. Joyous Laura vibes.
She's great.
She's come down for 5 full days. On Friday, we went to Rocky Horror Picture Show together with Jolie, my sister. And then on Saturday, we had a bit of a lazy day, you know, went for a bit of a walk and just took care of Mr. Handsome Walter because Grandma Chick Chick is in town. And then on Sunday, she decided she wanted to go to the bloody Hawkesbury. And I was like, and guess who's driving?
Jolly? Oh, right.
Me,
yes,
as per usual. Abby drives everyone everywhere and everyone.
You have the nice, you know, the really nice car and everything. You know,
but it's also like, oh, where should we have lunch, Abby? How would I know where we
Jolly
have lunch?
Jolly knows places.
In the Hawkesbury. But also, like, I've never been there. Mum, you're the one that's asking us to go to bloody Ebenezer. What are you talking? What is Ebenezer? Mum goes, oh, it's Grandma's farm. So we're going up to see my grandma's dad's gravestone.
Okay, right. Okay.
We went to three separate cemeteries.
Oh.
We went to Ebenezer. Okay. We went to Lower Portland. And we also went to Wilberforce. Three separate cemeteries. And we found like four generations of our family, which was quite nice. back to the convict Matthew Everingham, which was very interesting. His gravestone was very Devo. Very, very, very Devo. And I feel like, you know, Jolly, my sister and I were like, that's a bit depressing. But during our time, we didn't have any reference. We didn't have reference of where our family was. Obviously, our families, well, we're from Queensland, but Grandma was from this area. So we didn't know where her dad, Cecil's grave was. So we kind of had to go through the cemetery one by one, like these huge cemeteries in the Hawkesbury, and try to find any of the names that we kind of knew. And then we're like, oh, we're close if we're near a Uren or a Smith. Although Smith, I mean, Jesus Christ, get it together. Oh, God, we're near a Smith. No shit. Yeah, yeah. No. Oh, wow, there's someone called John Smith. So that was stressful. And my sister and I found some really interesting graves. And I decided that I really wanted to have a specific thing on my grave because I really like in the Waverley Cemetery, like when I saw Dr. Chris Brown there. If you missed it, check out the podcast from maybe 5 weeks ago. I don't know when it was, but I saw Chris in the cemetery and he caught me crying in the rain listening to Dom Dolla.
You were, yeah.
And he thought, the jungle really broke it. But in fact, he messaged me about it yesterday, wondering if I'd been back again. Because I told him I was in the cemetery. And he goes,
one right
you didn't
now.
Cry. Yeah, he goes, you didn't cry. You didn't go again and cry, did you? I went, yes, I did. Anyway, so I decided, we saw some really interesting gravestones, and I think that I definitely want to have how I died on my gravestone. Because when you see Durr.
How you died?
Durr.
Well, that's bad. Like, what if you get, like, I don't know, something falls off a truck or something?
That's so slay. I have, I want. So my sister and I, we saw one that had dot points, like literal like bullet points. They've gone like chosen the dot point style, typed it out, okay. Enter, and it was like, it was really beautiful. That's it was, nice, you know, yeah. Dot point, great dad, dot point, loving grandfather, dot point. They're under synonyms and they're like enthusiastic great grandfather. And Jolie said she wants to have dot points, but at the end she wants to have proficient in Excel.
Jolie does.
Because it's like a resume. Like she was like, it's like a CV. Proficient in Excel is like, or like strong initiation.
Right.
Initiative. Yeah. Strong initiative.
Yeah.
But I said, I want to go a bit further. And if I die, I really want to have on my gravestone a QR code. You scan it and there's a video of an AI version of me saying how I died. Because when you look on gravestones, you see awful stories about how these people died. Oh, she grew weary in the night, and then like they're paragraphs. It's like they're nothing else to do. They didn't have TikToks. They were writing things out, being I guess we've got time to do this gravestone. 1791 died of da 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 da, and I think it connects you more to them. Listen to this. Leslie Reading, beloved son of Andrew and Amelia Arnell, who was killed in action in Bullecourt, France, 3rd of May 1917, aged 27 years. That personalizes poor little angel. Thank you for your service, Leslie Reading. But I want to have, even if I die from a kidney infection, I want to have a QR code of me doing this. Hello, it's Abby Chatfield here. Loved Australian media personality. If you don't know what that is, look it up. My job may be obsolete now in the future. If you're wondering how I died, I fell ill with UTI symptoms. That included a burning sensation, blood in my urine, and a sore back. I then got a sore back and I thought, that's not good. Better go to the hospital. But I didn't make it in time and then I died. That sucks. Anyway, if you were wondering what my Instagram handle is, my sister still makes money off it and it's at Abby Chatfield.
You have to hand it off.
I'd do one final plug and it would be really funny.
Nice. Yeah, makes sense.
I want a hologram. And my sister found someone had an engraving. We were just grave hunters, but not taking bodies. We were just looking for cemeteries. Well, it was really sad. She found some headstone where someone had a bloody a carving of their face on where their head would be in the coffin. And Jolie thought, I want one of those. Peace sign, tongue out. Proficient in Excel. So I just thought, surely people want some interesting things on their gravestones, like 131060.
Totally.
What do you want in your gravestone? Do you want to have your proficient in Excel? Do you want to have what your job title was, or I hated my boss, his name was XYZ.
Spiteful.
Do you want to have revenge? Like Matthew Everingham's was literally basically, I don't want to read it out because it's very much giving Outlander,
right?
But it doesn't really make sense. Like it's Shakespearean king, yeah. But it's literally basically like, goodbye, vain world. I've had enough of you, and I don't care if you smile at me or if you frown at me. Beneath this, where I lie my head.
Okay.
Calm down, mate.
I think we
131060, what you want in your gravestone?
Take your calls next.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Over the weekend, Mum was in Sydney and she wanted to go and see my great-grandfather's grave because we love family history and Cecil Slade. And I decided that on my gravestone, I want everyone to know how I died. And I also want a QR code of me telling them. And my sister really wanted some dot points, as we learned from seeing all these different graves, of, you know, loving daughter, great sister, in brackets, prettier than Abby, and then proficient in Excel, because we think it's a funny little gag to have like a CV basically on your grave.
It's a funny gag.
Proficient in Microsoft Office 97 is actually really funny. I'm gonna text that to her actually. She edited her gravestone, one sec. So I asked you all on 131060, what do you want on your gravestone? Lee, what do you reckon would be good?
I'm going to have I'm dead Lee.
Oh, come on.
Lee,
yes.
Is that all you're going to have? You're not going to have your birthday. It's just I'm dead Lee.
Yep.
Lee, okay. That is life-changing.
Quite genius.
That's death-changing. And that is so beautiful. I feel like you're going to have some stand-up gigs in the afterlife. That's amazing.
I think so.
Hell yeah, Lee. Is it Jaya? Hey, Jaya.
Hi.
What would you like on your gravestone? Anything a bit silly?
So, you know how when you die, people at your funeral say, oh, obviously not yours because you don't know, but they say, oh, she would want you to move on.
Yeah.
Like, she would want you to find love again. No, I don't want that. I want on my gravestone to have, she would not want you to move on.
Jeez.
That
Do
makes...
not find someone else.
Okay. Obsessed to the point and spiteful. I love it.
Yeah.
Hot Nights Podcast. Last year, Abby and Rowan missed out on an Australian Commercial Radio Award.
Didn't get nominated for the Newcomer Award.
Surely it couldn't get worse.
We're not bitter about it. We didn't. And the show, we got nominated for something, didn't we? The show?
No.
And that's when a plan was formed. So Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield can reign supreme. All we're gonna do is win, 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 no matter what. Got acres on our mind, can never get enough. And every time we step up on the stage, everybody's hands go up.
All right, so everyone, as we know, I'm trying to get an ACRA. Even just a nomination would be nice. Some acknowledgement by the industry in which I work every day would be pretty good. But to do so, we are entering into every category that we can, that is possible. And a category that I'm not that excited for, that I'm not that keen for, is the sports commentating. Yay. So, to help me out, I've got in gorgeous 15 million time ACRA winner, Nath of Jimmy and Nath.
How you going, guys? Fresh off the Triple M decks.
Yeah.
I'm just coming up here to talk sport. That's why I'm here.
Talking sport.
We're talking sport, footy, rock, comedy.
But you and Jimmy, like,
we
enjoy
sport.
Yeah, question mark.
Yeah.
And also, like, you, like, talk about it and, like, go to games and you go, woo, like...
It's pretty much, it's a great summary. It's pretty much exactly what we do. That's all we do. In fact, this is in the studio right now, right? So we've got all these big screens all behind us. There's these beautiful pictures of Abby that say Hot Nights.
Hot.
Normally what happens, and this often happens on a Thursday when the footy's on, is we'll replace all these screens and have different games of sport on them while we're doing the
as
show
a funny
live.
Funny joke? Or like,
no, just so we can watch it.
Oh, like, as
we
like
work.
A real thing you want to
like,
do.
Oh my God, a couple of boys loving it sick.
Oh my
that's
God. I love it. I love going to the AFL to get like, on it, like yeah. I like.
Oh
like,
no, we still like, do that.
Like that's why. Like I'm like, I'll go to the AFL like for like a really camp time.
What?
But
and that's look, that's one way to enjoy the AFL.
Yeah,
and that's fine.
And that's still enjoying it. But so I've got to commentate some sort of game that we're doing.
Okay.
It isn't a usual sport, but I just want to get your advice because you do like basketball thing, don't you? Like run up and down the side of the.
we do it look like a referee. No, we.
Oh, I thought it was like that.
Have you thought this entire time that Jimmy and I referee basketball?
No, not referee. I thought Because I go, oh God, those boys work so hard. I was like, you know, they, when you guys were doing, you still do two shows, but when you first came up here, you were doing like more than just what you're doing now, which is still a lot.
Yeah.
You're doing breakfast and then weekend breakfast and then nights after me every, so 7 days a week you're on air basically.
Yeah.
And then you were also doing like sport commentating and I was like, they must be so tired for the running. Like I was like, not only are they mentally tired, but they're running up and down the side of the field.
Abby, just so you know, sports commentators, when they commentate sport, they're not on the field and running next to the players going, hey mate, that was a great kick.
And I was like, God, these boys work so hard and they must be so fit. I would say, God, they're doing like sport every weekend.
I really appreciate that that's the way that you thought that we worked.
Yeah.
Most of the time we're standing in one spot and we're commentating the game. Now, we have done basketball. We've done rugby league, still do. The mighty Parramatta Eels, of course, who your favourite team?
Broncos.
Parramatta Eels.
I'm from Brisbane Broncos. I actually used to be really into NRL as a kid, so I know.
Oh, how good.
Which is so random.
This is good.
I used to go to Origin games.
Love that. State v state, mate. We love that, of course.
Cool. I'm over it now, though.
Yeah, but that's fine. We'll get you back. That's the point of me being here, Ab, so we can get you back into it.
Okay.
So plenty of different sports. Now, you're commentating, which means you need some lessons on how to commentate best, okay? Now, first lesson is you don't need to run up and down the court, right? Okay, so you don't need to do that. But I do have five things.
Oh, God. You're so prepared.
I've got five things for you.
Five things.
I did this 20 seconds ago.
That's amazing. Okay,
so here's the first thing that you need. Passion. Now, you don't have to actually understand the sport you're talking about. All you need is passion.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So my advice for you is think about something you do care about. Music, your dog, Walter.
Walter.
Your co-host. Channel that passion into the sport.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
So you need to ooze passion. You can hear commentators get so excited and go, oh, my God, like do all that.
Okay, so imagine that it's Walter just doing something very mundane, like
amazing.
him getting up on the bed and going, Walter, you baby boy.
Channel that.
Walter.
Okay, the second thing, which I think you'd be great at as well, that sport commentary uses a lot, is analogies, right? So whatever you're watching, compare it to something else in your life. Even if the analogy doesn't make sense.
Give me an example, babe.
So give me a sport, well, any kind of sport. Rugby league.
NRL. Yeah.
Okay, you love rugby league, right? Okay.
Yeah, I love it.
You love rugby league. Okay.
It's so good.
So all you can say something like, say they've kicked the ball really high up, right?
Yeah.
Make an analogy of like, that is like a rocket ship taken off at NASA.
Okay.
You know what
I mean? Cool.
Just anything that is even
remotely close.
You're painting a visual picture, babe.
Okay.
You're painting a visual picture. So use that. Even if it's got nothing to do with it, who cares? This is radio. They can't see it.
Okay,
so
great. That's amazing.
Fine. Third thing, mention the coach. Now, this is an interesting thing. Even if you don't know the coach, mention that a good thing that commentators often do is say, oh, the coach won't be happy with that. Just say that.
Okay.
Use that exact line.
As though I'm friends with the coach.
Yeah,
like, they're not going to be happy with that.
As in, you've done your research and you know so much about the game, even though you have no idea what you're commentating,
right.
That you're like, you're so good at commentating that you spoke to the coach in the sheds before.
Yeah, and I've gone, not going to be happy. He was very specific about not wanting that to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and you don't even need to say what it is. Just say the coach won't be happy because then the fans will go, God, she knows what she's talking about. The second one is mention the preparation. So if something good happens, if something bad happens, coach won't be happy.
They've been waiting for this. They've been preparing for this all season.
Exactly.
In training, they've been training hard. Okay, good.
And it's paid off. And you combine that with the passion.
It's paid off. And it's bloody well paid off.
The final thing, which I reckon you will be best at, right? Building to a crescendo.
Okay.
Building to a crescendo.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So now that is when something exciting is about to happen, just be like, it's looking good. It's looking really good. It's looking fantastic. Oh my God, it's done it!
Okay.
Build to it.
Like a 5-10 second crescendo?
Crescendo. And then come home hard. And that is Abby Chatfield, the commentator.
Abby Chatfield will come home hard. All right. So we've got, passion.
Yes.
Then we've got analogies.
Analogies. Yep.
Then we've got coach.
Mention the coach.
Then we've got it's paid off. They've been training
hard.
Preparation, baby. And then we've got crescendos.
Crescendo. And if all else fails, Abs, just scream and sound excited because it sounds like whatever you're talking about is fun.
Too much to even be able to say anything.
Perfect.
You can't even find the words.
I'm speechless.
Amazing. All right, I think I'm ready.
Hot Nights Podcast. All we're gonna do is win, 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 no matter what. Got Acras on our mind, can never get enough. And
every time we step up on the stage, everybody's hands go up.
You missed it. I got advice from the incredible Nath of Jimmy and Nath, trademark, to do some sports commentary. And we decided to do a sport that is up and coming. People have been getting amongst it, and we do like to, you know, shine a spotlight on the underdog. And that underdog today is something called, well, I called it foam ball.
Foam ball.
Foam pong.
Foam. No, but I think I called it foam ball, but I think it's really called foam pong. Right?
Foam pong. Okay.
I believe that I called it something wrong, which is not a great start for a sports commentator. I will admit that. But you know what? I make my own rules. And the thing is, I'm sure people think of lingo. It's like my Mark Holden touchdown. I just call it foam ball.
Okay.
It's what the people call it. Anyway, so there was a world record set recently, and Kira actually brought this to our attention. Producer Kira, you're here.
Yes.
Can you explain to me what the world record was? And you're really good at explaining this beautiful new sport.
So the world record was set for most ping pong balls bounced off a wall onto a head of shaving cream in 30 seconds, in parentheses, individual.
Individual, those pieces. So, and then I actually made you be one of the contestants. Sorry, you're in the league.
I was representing the Hot Nights team.
Yes, and then we had a Jimmy and Nath team. Couldn't get Carrie and Tommy, unsure why. They're too busy doing their show, I guess, doing their serious work. They weren't in the same league. Harry Shandy were busy as well, which is so random. But so we got you to do this, and I was the amazing commentator, and I used all the tips from Nath.
Yep.
Let's hear it now. One, two, three, go, go, go! Okay, Nathan's coming out strong. The coach will be happy with that one. Kira, what are you doing? Oh, Nate, he's doing well. He's got three in a row. Nate's got three in a row. He's had four in a row. Kira, for some reason, is doing a straight line. She's doing well. She's a walking in a cinema. Like Daniel Johns. She's doing well. There's foam all over her back. We're coming up strong. Surely it's 30 seconds by now in five, four, three. Okay, so Kira's embarrassed herself a bit. She's only got five on her head, Nate. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. No world record. No world record. That was atrocious. The coach is gonna be livid about this. Livid. You two had let your coach down, and you'll never recover. Prep hard next time.
Okay.
It was pretty brutal. So Nath did give me some tips, and they were build to a crescendo, use analogies. I instead used song references, which I think was still Slay. And what else did he say? He said, I don't remember, to be honest, like I was so in the moment. He said bring up the coach as though you know the coach.
Yep.
The coach won't like this. Say they've been working towards this. And I think the last one was Yell?
Yell. Maybe
I don't know.
Yell.
A lot of enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm. Okay. And how do you think that I went, Kira, as someone playing on the field, aka the staff kitchen, how did you feel?
I did feel like I let the team down.
Which you did.
Having the live commentary in your ears is something I don't think that sports people are quite used to.
No, they're not.
They're in the zone on the field and everyone else can hear.
That's
but
true.
But I feel like they should implement it more because it kind of feels like you're getting yelled at by your mum.
Yeah, and you liked
it. Disappointment.
Oh. Yeah. So would you think that you'd like me to come back and commentate again in your league?
Do it again.
Yeah. I mean, I was pretty disappointed. The world record at the time was only 12, and I thought I'd be really good at it.
And we also went for a full minute as well instead of 30 seconds. So you know what? You actually did six.
Okay. We did.
But you did three.
Yeah, it's a pretty new league. We didn't have any practice beforehand, so next time we might do better.
Thanks, Kira. I'm a bit busy to commentate anymore. I got other things to do, but hopefully you can find Nath. He hopefully isn't busy.
All right.
Hot Nights.
Get out of the league.
Hot Nights Podcast. It's time for the movie game.
We're back, baby.
Ah, movie man. Now, Nick tried to do this last week when
How'd
he was filling in for you. It was
the
probably
man?
The funniest movie game ever because Nick had no idea. Right. What he was doing, and our caller had a few cordials, and we had to dump it because there was a swear word. It was purely
Nick?
Chaotic.
Nick's
no,
Nick.
It was purely chaotic. It was If you haven't heard it, go back to last Monday's podcast because Nick and I couldn't breathe. All the producers, we were like on the floor. Really? What even happened, Kate? I feel like something else happened. It was like they were guessing just movies that didn't even really exist. Well, it was like
making up movies.
I know what's really annoying is I'm laughing sitting here thinking about it, and yet I cannot actually remember why.
It was just chaos, and we were on the
floor.
It was
chaos. The guy, yeah, and then he swore, and then he refused to accept his prize because he felt so bad for swearing. And we were like, no, it was a mistake.
He was a legend.
He was amazing.
So we had a really fun time. But, you know, it's back to being serious competition because...
No, Movie Man's back, guys.
Movie Man's back. Nick is just... NickKelly.mp3. He's more of a music man rather than Movie Man.
He's definitely a music
man. So we, here's what happens. Because I actually don't know the vague plots of movies... I don't know the vague plots of movies.
Yeah, because you've got a sheet. You've got a sheet there, right? You've got
a sheet of movies. Yeah. That I read the vague plots of movies out. Yep, here it is. And I usually have a sheet, if you're listening.
Guys, this is code for Abby doesn't have her plots.
I don't have my sheet. I don't have my sheet.
Code red.
I usually read out my vague plots of films.
Why have I got it? I'm not meant to have it.
From a sheet in front of me and to try and get me to learn how...
I don't have it.
One sec, guys.
I don't have the sheets.
Okay.
Oh, I read out,
everyone, here's what happens. Did you just dump?
No.
Did you say it there for it?
I said, oh, God.
Oh.
I can dump. Should I dump? Maybe.
No. So we, I read out the vague plots of films. Sorry, everyone, for that chaos. And Rowan and our contestants try to guess what they are. And at the end, we have a surprise category.
Here we go. Here they come. Here we go.
And that surprise category is in front of me now because now I have the sheet trademark.
There we go, guys. Got there in the end, guys. I didn't swear, did I? I thought I just said, oh, God.
Kelly?
Yes. Hello.
Did you like that chaos, Kelly?
That was hectic, but I loved it.
Yeah. I didn't have a sheet. I'm not sure if you heard that. And usually I have
well,
a sheet.
Though. You played it well.
And it, yeah, no one would have ever known.
I also
love that it's so funny that the show crumbles if I merely don't have a printout. Like it's so ridiculous. Anyway, I'm sorry about that, Kelly, but this is a serious game, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, Kel, let's do it.
Let's do it, doll.
While exploring a remote canyon, an alpinist, I think, an adventurer becomes stuck when a large...
Movie Man.
Yep.
Is it 127 hours?
Thank God you got that because the next word, I have no idea what it is. I've silicate mineral.
Oh. Have you seen that one,
right
Kelly?
Click synonym.
No
rock.
Idea.
You know the one? It's got Franco in it, isn't it? Isn't James Franco the guy?
Oh, yeah, Franco, yeah.
Hot Franco?
Oh, yes, he gets stuck
in the rock and he cuts his arm off.
Yeah. Well, not very good, was it? Poor thing. All right, next one. An adventurous teenager sails out on a daring mission to save her people. During her journey, the teenager meets... Yes?
Moana?
Yes, Kelly!
Oh, well
what
done.
The hell? What the hell is
sorry.
Going on? What
I
the hell?
Oh, of course I would get that one.
Oh my God, this is amazing. Okay, the final one, guys.
Why not?
An overly enthusiastic guitarist gets thrown out of his bar band and
finds... Movie Man!
Kelly!
It's my favourite movie ever. It's School of Rock.
It is School of Rock, but...
Oh, okay. What are you not doing? We're not doing
all
that.
All or nothing.
Oh, okay.
I've decided tonight.
Oh, well, I didn't have that. Oh, you will get it. Go next. Go again.
The final question is, what is the common thread between these three movies? Rowan, you go first.
People go, I would say they're going out solo. Like, because obviously there's Frank, obviously, you know, he went out by himself, got stuck in the rock. Moana's like, I think, I don't think I've seen Moana, but it goes out on the little, and then I also think, old mate gets thrown off the band, kicked on, it's mine, you know? So I would,
that's
say,
true, actually.
I would say they're all going solo.
That would make sense. Unfortunately, it's not that.
Okay, well, what is it, Kelly?
Kelly, what do you think it is?
Is it the common thread being a rock?
About
rock. Oh. Full of rock. His leg got caught in a rock.
It's rock.
It's rock.
Rock.
She wins. Kelly.
Yeah, what up, Kelly?
Kelly, how the helly did you get that?
Well done.
Thank
Kelly,
you.
What the helly? That was
smart.
Crazy, Kelly. Well done, babe. You deserve that after going through the sheet trauma.
Oh.
And then you also endured, you know, me not being able to pronounce a word.
I threw it out. Did I throw it out? You gave it to me. Maybe I throw it out. Threw a bunch of sheets out. Anyway. Well
anyway,
done, Kelly, you earned that.
Kelly, well done. Proud of you, darling. Enjoy your Hoyts pack.
unbelievable. Get your tickets to go to see Hoyts, hoyts.com.au. Book your luxury seats there. Play again next Monday.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Well, we just had a little talking break, talking segment, the movie game, and usually there is actually no music for this realm because it's actually quite serious.
Okay, all right.
It's actually not hot nights at all. It's actually pathetic nights, letdown nights, embarrassing nights because I was meant to have a sheet that had the descriptions of movies on it for the movie game to test the movie man. Yeah. And there was no sheet. Okay. Then poor Kelly, our contestant.
Had to wait, didn't she?
Had to wait and was embarrassed. I'm just wondering, producer Kira, producer Kate, that's your, I would say, only job. Control P, if you want me to teach you how to print out things, I can help you out.
Don't throw the only job in there.
Control P. Control producer. Okay, well, remember Kira, it that way. Control producer. So yeah. I'm just wondering what happened.
What's going on?
I mean, look, a team is only as good as their weakest link, and it was
that me. Is Jared.
It is Jared.
Jared. Who's not even in here. What did you Jared, banish why? Him to the outside? What's
also,
going
Jared
on?
Is so incompetent. Sorry. Jared's actually the best. Jared is so incompetent. He couldn't even come to the studio. He didn't care. He cared so little.
He's not
I can't
even listening.
Hear you.
I don't think he's listening.
We can't hear you, Jared.
Oh, you're talking.
I stayed out here for a reason, and it's because I had absolutely nothing to do with this.
Oh. That seems suspicious.
He was running around being like, I didn't mean to, didn't mean
and
to.
And yet it was on his computer when you finally got it.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
Interesting. Look, I printed it, and someone has stolen it. So,
I did see him printed out at one point. I also did see a rogue, very flat looking Jimmy and Nate prancing about
flat
the
place. Prancing. Yeah. How would they? Jimmy and Nate have come next to me.
Is
guys,
that
Jimmy and is that the sheet?
There so is Jimmy, a cardboard cutout of Jimmy and Nathan here, and the sheet is on their back.
So you want me to believe that this cardboard cutout of Jimmy and Nathan
feels like
stole the sheet?
Feels like you're lying.
That
guys.
The producers didn't bring in.
Yes,
yes. Well, they are existing. We're existing in the third dimension. You turn that a little bit, it stops existing, and then it exists in the fourth dimension.
Shut up, mate.
That's so true, Science Queen. And you know what, guys? Trust your team. Okay. I believe you.
Thank you.
And I think. And I apologise for bringing you all in. Jared, you're actually not incompetent. You're actually very, very talented and hardworking.
I do think it was Jared.
Did Jared, we get to keep our jobs?
Just to be clear, everyone, that was a joke. Incompetent was a bit extreme. I'm sorry, Jared.
It's a heavy word.
Just man. For clarity, Jared is doing very well, except for tonight.
Thanks, Jared.
Thank you.
Love you, Jared.
Okay, so we're just going to push on with the show now?
Well, we're going to try and move on. I am going to talk to Dave Cameron about Jimmy and Nath trying to ruin my show to try and get this time slot, but
pretty standard.
Moving
pretty
on.
Standard, I would say, from them. Maybe they want. Maybe they want to start at 7. Maybe that's what it is.
Exactly. That is what I just said.
Yeah, of course. Okay. All right. Next, we are doing cheapskate behaviour. Cheapskate. Do you know any cheapskates? We are going to talk about that next. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Hot Nights Podcast.
I saw this TikTok over the weekend and I watched it twice to fully absorb what was going on. So there was this user, Jenny is the greatest on TikTok, and she was speaking about her best friend who has been dating this guy for a little while, this boyfriend of her friends, and they've broken up recently for being a cheapskate. And I really don't like cheapskates when they make their cheapskateness someone else's problem. I love a good couponer and I love a good bargain hunter. I do not like when cheapskates make their cheapskatedom someone else's problem. So here are the things that happened throughout their relationship. So firstly, Jenny's friend, let's call her Mary. Mary and Joseph. Well, when they were on the way to the inn. So Mary and Joseph were dating and they went on a holiday and they split all their expenses in an app 50-50 called Splitwise. my friends and I used it, or Beam It or something. We use Beam It.
Sleepwise is good.
It's Slay. It basically calculates, if you put in everything from a holiday or for a dinner or for whatever, it figures out what everyone owes everyone. You can put in, like, I put in $20 here, so I'll do this. Yeah,
it's good stuff.
They went to dinner, and the guy ordered drinks, appetizers, and a steak for himself. And in the US, ordering steak is a big deal. Side note, obviously here it isn't, but in the US, steak's fancy. And the girl had, like, no small meals, no extras. She just had something very, you know, basic. And he put it in the app 50-50, which I think is kind of fair. Like, I mean, I don't mind just splitting a meal half-half, although, to be fair, I just pay or they pay. Then things get weirder. And around the three-month mark, they went on a holiday, and she paid for a hotel and covered the entirety of the bill. He then paid the hotel tax, which translated to $1. And then he added that $1 to the app.
Is that 50? What?
50. 50. What? 50 cents.
Okay. Yeah.
Then finally, the straw that broke the cheapskate's back was this.
But then again, he does like another stunt where he is like, I want snackies. So he ends up buying like gummy worms and like M&Ms or whatever. And then my friend's like, I'm not hungry. Like, I kind of just want a pear. So he just grabs all the snacks for himself. He gets her like a pear and some strawberries or whatever. But he puts in on the app 50-50. And then she notices. So she's like, okay, well, then I'm going to eat half the snacks then. So she grabs the gummy worms. She's like, hey, do you mind if I eat this right now? And he's just like, wait, I thought you didn't want snacks. Why are you eating my snacks? So he like questions her about the snacks that he got. But like, he put it in 50-50.
So he's basically a little cheapskate. It's really cringe. It's really embarrassing. And I feel like everyone has a story like this out there. I certainly do have some stories from friends being painful cheapskates. So give us a call on 131060. Babes, what's the worst cheapskate you've ever experienced? Was it a date? Was it a friend? Was it on a holiday at dinner? Give us a call, 131060. Tell us your cheapskate stories. Or are you a cheapskate? Defend yourself.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
So I saw this TikTok of this woman explaining this horrific cheapskate story. I mean, I really don't like a cheapskate. I love a couponer. I will make that clear. I love a bargain hunter. I don't like a cheapskate. They are very different. So we asked you on 131060, what is your worst cheapskate story? Claire.
Hey,
Claire, hey. What's up? Tell me all about it. Are you the cheapskate or have you been cheapskated?
I've been cheapskated.
Oh, sympathies, duh, sympathies.
It was actually technically our second date, but was our first because I got stood up the first time, so shame on me.
Okay, yep, yep.
Red flag, don't know why I went there.
All right.
Went to like a fancy seafood restaurant, so, you know, it wasn't the cheapest.
No.
When we went to pay, got the whole tapping pockets, like, oh, shit, I forgot my wallet.
And did you say, well, your phone surely has Apple Pay? And he goes, no, I've got Nokia 3310.
This was like 17 years ago. So it was when you paid cash. There was like Nokia 3310, you know.
That's crazy.
Remember those days?
And I remember the waiter being like laughing at this man. And anyway, I paid because, you know, I had to pay. And when we left, he then proceeded to go, do you think you could shout us some coin for a cab?
Now, was that a cheapskate or was that a forgetful man?
I don't know, but I've never seen him again.
No, nah, see ya. Au revoir.
Yep, sayonara.
Rose. Hey, Rose.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, darling. Tell me about your cheapskate story.
Well, so it goes back a little while. So we were in year seven and we had just finished school on a Friday and one of our friends said, look, I've got $20, let's go to Macca's, let's get a soft serve. We're all pretty keen. Anyway, went there, got our soft serve. There was probably about five of us.
Mm-hmm.
And let's call her Mary. We'll follow on with your Mary.
It's a very vague name, yes.
Yeah, we'll call her Mary. Mary said, yeah, I got you guys, whipped out her $20 note. But the next, and everyone loved her. She was lapping it up. Like she was the best at that time. But the next day she promptly asked for the 30 cents back from all of us.
Yuck. Oh my God. I've had this in primary school as well regarding ice blocks. What's going on? Why are the ice blocks?
surely it was a bit suave at that point. Like, surely you're not going to ask for your 30 cents back when you're in high school. Surely.
She's a bloody loan shark. It's very scary, so, you know. Did the friendship continue?
None of us really had it. We weren't just expecting to have to whip out 30 cents. And she was really salty. She was beyond salty. So she's kind of like debt collector. I reckon she was going to knock one of us out if we didn't give it to her, to be honest.
So what happened? Were you friends with her after that, or would she not associate with those who wouldn't pay back her 30 cents?
I think it was a bit of both ways. I think she was like, well, you're not paying back my 30 cents. And we were like, well, see you, sister.
Well, au revoir. Enjoy your soft serve.
See you later, alligator. Tilly, hi.
Hi.
What's your Cheapgate story?
So I was working at a cafe when I was like 21, and this regular that used to come in all the time asked me out on a date. And we went on the date and he said, oh, I've left my wallet at home and my phone's not working. And then proceeded to order a bunch of espresso martinis for the table.
No. No.
With the bill.
No.
And then came in to my cafe again the next day and was on his laptop, and I said, what are you doing? And he said, oh, I'm budgeting.
He's like, okay, budget option. He's like, that, okay, 10 espresso martinis will be $180, and then minus the $180 that I get off someone else, that's zero, free, done. So budget king, we love that. I mean, that's a tragedy.
Hot Nights Podcast. This is a Hot Nights content warning. The following content may offend you, so please turn off your radio now. Or if you're kind of curious, you know, just keep it on.
It's time for
Naughty After 8:40.
So we should maybe do our sexy voice.
Sexy.
Oh. Ooh, hell yeah. Oh. Now this Naughty After 8:40 is borderline too naughty.
A bit stressed, actually, at how naughty this is.
Actually, I'm concerned because we got a complaint a couple of weeks ago about, I'm not going to say what the complaint was for. That would ruin the whole thing. That person probably is listening,
but
with their phone number already dialed, thinking I'm going to dob on them and Dave Cameron's going to get mad.
Just know, guys, guess what? We sometimes do cross the line.
We do, but also we give you a warning. Grow up, it's 8:40.
Oh my, like, God, we give you a warning, guys.
Give you a warning. And the thing is, if you don't want to hear about naughty things, then why are you listening to a show with a marketing campaign with a nude girl covered in oil in a sauna? That's nude pretty, girl, like, I don't know. It's kind of like you knew what you were in for. So, this poor bugger has gone to the emergency department, and he had something inside of him and he was a bit worried, didn't know what was going on. Well, actually, no, he didn't know what was going on because he put it there himself.
I think he knew what was going on.
He had an issue where he... Listen, I don't know a way to say this. I'm trying to dance around it. He put a glass up his anus.
Like, okay, like reading glasses?
No, though that would really catch on. If you hadn't douched, it would really catch on something.
A lot.
You know, you'd come out and they'd be covered. But this was actually a water glass, and it was so far up there. And obviously, because it's glass, you can't really grab it and pull it out. Ooh. So after not having a bowel movement in 2 days, he had to get a full-on surgery done to get rid of it from his asshole. And I just think, you know what? Like, this is why it's important for people to always know to use flared-based objects when doing anal play.
So it's like kind of anchors itself outside the body. That's what you're saying, right? Flare out. Anchors, yes, on the butt.
Yeah, so you've got to make sure that you have something to grab onto to pull out of your anus, because otherwise, what the hell are you going to end up with a glass up your ass?
Oh, look at you go. You probably didn't even know it.
I know. I mean, there have been times that I've thought I could put that up there, but then I've gone, no flared base.
No, because there's no flared base.
No flared base. Genuinely, there is a couple of things that I have that are actually made of glass that I've gone, I could. But someone would have a pretty strong grip.
But better not.
Yeah. So,
hey, you know what? You want to play a game?
I do want to play a game. What's the game?
I have a little game. We thought of a game before. Thought we could play it. I thought, you know what? Let's do the game.
Please don't put things up my asshole. I'm really scared.
No.
Okay, great.
Bounce back up. What we're doing is I'm going to say an object to you. Mm-hmm. And you have to tell me whether or not you think it's actually been surgically removed or we've just made it up.
Okay, so that someone has put it in someone's anus.
Correct.
Or any orifice.
Well, more a noose. I was thinking. I was thinking only a noose.
It's a noose.
When I was
it's
down
on
the game, it was only a noose.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
So I've got flashcards here.
Okay.
Right?
So you're gonna tell me.
I'll say who they are. I'll say what they are.
And I'm gonna guess, have they been up someone's anus or not?
Yeah.
Or is it just a lie you guys have made up? You sick, twisted.
We did make some of these are false.
Okay. Cool.
All right. You ready? First one.
Yep.
Light bulb.
Absolutely, that's been up someone's ass. Absolutely.
A light bulb? You think you're locked in, yes?
Absolutely, that has been.
A light bulb, correct. God, you're good.
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. Try the next one. You ready? Binoculars. Look at them. Just come here, look at them. Look at them.
Folded?
Hey, I'm not giving you any more hints. You're only getting what you're getting.
You know what? That would make more sense than the light bulb because they're folded, they're solid, and they actually have a flared base if you put them in the right way. They could get stuck, but the thing is that it would make more sense. Also, bird watchers are freaky, so I reckon yes.
You think yes?
Yeah.
No, there's just some binoculars sitting on Kira's desk.
Well, maybe I didn't go to hospital because...
next one.
You know, maybe I am just speaking from experience.
Showerhead.
Oh, absolutely trying to douche. Absolutely.
Yes, correct.
100%.
Next one. Set of tongs, a.k.a. like barbecue tongs. What do you think about that?
I really hope not, though I fear that they have been. I reckon someone was trying to retrieve something else with said tongs. I'm going to go with, I have said yes for all of them so far, because I do believe anything will be up someone's asshole. But I'm going to go with no, only because my last three answers
with
have
no?
been abs. Only because my last three answers have been yes, because I believe in everyone's tenacity.
No, someone put some tongs at their bum.
Yep, I knew it. I just thought I was really too, I was believing in the human race too much. Yep.
A jar of peanut butter.
Well, you die. So
it's not my
hope it wasn't
definitely
you.
Definitely not my
I wasn't you.
Definitely not my bum, babe.
And if you had the gravestone, it would be death by jar of peanut butter up a north. That's a funny gravestone. That's
death.
A really funny
bum
gravestone.
Death.
Keep that in mind.
Okay, yep.
I reckon no.
Yeah, correct.
It's too hard to it'd be it isn't like pointed, so it would be hard to get a grip of which angle to put it in.
Here's another. Umbrella. Has it been up someone's anus?
Yes, because I reckon someone did it to try and expand. Like when you, yes, I'm not going to go any further. Yeah. I reckon that's for sure someone's tried to do a bit of a stretch.
No one has done an umbrella. Don't get any funny
ideas. I thought that was, it's quite small, the tip of an umbrella.
Next one. Here we go. Only a couple left.
You know why the umbrella actually hasn't been surgically removed? Because it's been removed the normal way because it's got a flared base.
Well, there you go. You do need to look at this one.
Well, I'm going to go with yes because it's a photo of some random Lego and someone's holding it.
It's a Lego butt plug. Well, it could be anything. Could be anything.
I'm going to go with yes only because that photo it's like it's from Reddit. Going, look, it came out of my asshole.
I think that's maybe where we saw it.
100%.
All right, here's one more. And you do look at this one. An Austin Powers bobblehead. Do you think that's been at someone's bum?
Only yours because you love Austin Powers so much.
No. But now, yeah, baby.
Has been.
No, hasn't been. Well, what did you say?
Oh, not anyone's. Well, I just thought you maybe thought not your asshole because you did it with a flared base. You made your own.
Well, this is kind of flared at the end. This is a bit bubbly.
It's kind of flared and groovy, baby.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Finished for a Monday. Oh, yeah.
So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, adieu to you and you.
Oh, God, banger. Always a banger. If I could choose the songs every night, that would be at the top of the show.
Would it really? Well, it's at the end of every show, so it's pretty good.
I know, but people should hear it at 7:10.
Did that. Well, we could probably make that happen. Nah, leave it at the show. Bye, guys. See you later.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have-